but they did a big trip with that info. I found, though, I can't imagine doing it as late as you do. But, I mean, hopefully it's less. Cindy has said to message her, you know, anytime you have a question, and you see her online. I don't like their overnight people. They're, like, in India, and they're jerks. Like, Jareen, I posted a message about somebody that she put a note on there. It's her name on the note inside that's saying, let's go talk about a late check-in or whatever. I tagged her, and I was like, hey, Miss Stephanie talked to you about 1 o'clock in the morning, U.S., was just saying, you know, I just wanted to make you aware of what she's saying now, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I didn't. I was like, well, Jareen, she's like one of the Indian agents that are in the flag that help overnight.
I think they have other people on it, stuff like this.
Even flag, though, I guess it is Indian there.
I had other
people.
What were they?
Yeah, but that, a vacation tries to make it for everybody.
I mean, if it
did it here, I'm pretty sure it's definitely going to happen. I know Michelle doesn't have Alice, so I told her anytime she sees me online, there's an Alice that would send me over.
That's ridiculous, that she doesn't have access to stuff. I'm
using
Brittany
for all of the time. I'm using Brittany. So we're Brittany.
Yeah, that's like, is that local? Like, is she going to get in trouble?
Well, no, Kat told me, she's like, she'll let you know. I was like, well, I didn't think it was a big deal because Brittany went to a different department, but I'm happy to have my own. Another login for the space and another.
I want to see the other customer service. That's all our customer service one.
Yeah.
So it was like home customer service, not CSO or
something. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I kind of prefer it being from somebody they can't call back and ask for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'll have to get this thing.
Yeah, I'm saying if we want to do that before 3, that way we can leave on the floor in case something crazy happens. Man, Gregory Bailey is going to be very upset because they're still waiting for it to hear back from corporate about his Melvin, his whole Jeep Willys collection, expecting a refund, and wants it back now. But Emily's on vacation, and Kelly has COVID, so nobody that knows anything is here ever. Kelly Anderson at home. Yeah, and what's crazy is I just saw her on Sunday. Like, me, her, and Emily took all the kids, and Emily had rented out a theater for us to watch Shrek in, basically, so we could relax while the kids ran around. No, Emily doesn't have COVID. I had the OG COVID. I had the OG. So, and I before they even announced it, I had it in January, they announced it in March, but I know that I felt like I was going to die for a month and a half. Natural immunity is so much better than vaccine immunity, especially with vaccine that they don't really know how it works. You know how I talked about my concerns with Guillain-Barré syndrome and this vaccine? There's people, because you can't sue here if you get Guillain-Barré syndrome from it. There's people in the UK that are suing because they carried the Guillain-Barré syndrome after getting the vaccine, so I can't take a flu shot. It's French. So it's spelled Guillain, like G-U-I-L-L-I-A-N, but it's Guillain dash Barre, like B-A-R-R-E syndrome. But it can be caused by any sort of virus. It does something to your immune system. Like, your immune system kills that virus, and it's like, now I'm going to kill your nerves. Ooh. So it makes you go numb. And if it's untreated, it will stop you from breathing. Like, it goes up your legs, hands up into your shoulders, and then they keep it on. But that one right here. So, yeah, that's why I didn't want to take it, was because I went through that at 17, and I'm still messed up over it. Like, my knees are the way that they are because of the Guillain-Barré syndrome. I saw it drop foot. That's why you'll see me just randomly stumble sometimes, because my foot won't lift high enough. Like, that's what's going on. You should see stand-up comedians lately. They're really doing when they act it out, what's going on. Like, have you seen Chris D'Elia doing his, impression of a Puerto Rican guy? he's just like, well, let me see. Like, he's humping the whole time. He's like, you come here. You come closer to me. Come closer. I need your face right here. Right here. Right here. And then he was, like, doing an impression of him giving directions. hilarious. That dude's funny. He's got a little kid voice that I crack up over too. He's on Netflix. Chris, it's like the apostrophe Iliad. Take that break, homie. I've just heard such mixed reviews on the vaccine. But my dad got his. He's never gotten it. I've been tested several times. Every time I got a sniffle. Your mom's way too stubborn to get diagnosed with COVID. Like, I'm not going to no damn hospital. Listerine helps, too. Your mom's like, it's... No, have you... You remember Peggy, the meanest XPO agent ever? Like, her mom used to work here with her. She used to... Remember Peggy? She was always yelling at people on XPO, like Marietta customers, calling in about their beds. She'd be like, well, I don't know, ma'am. You need to watch your tone with me. Like, she was not a great customer service agent, but she's very reliable. Yeah. No, my husband used to be the manager at the car wash that her and her mom worked at, so it's weird. Like, we both managed. Oh, I bet. And Destin hated her, too. He would be like, damn, Peggy, it's like she's trying. She's just trying to make it hard. He used to manage the wash in Millbrook, like that big one in front of that Walmart off of 14, the busiest one that he just couldn't keep cleaning up. But they were offering people like minimum wage to come work up there in the heat and then wondering why people wouldn't last long. Like, Eric sucks. Like, he's too, Justin's like, he's too stupid to be doing this. Because he was talking about one day they changed the tips to dilute the solution, like the bug juice, further, and so every car they were having to like scrub the crap out of, and then they were coming out of the wash with bugs still on them. And I remember watching the situation play out, because Destin was supposed to be off that day, but he was just watching the camera. He's like, why are they scrubbing so much? And he's like, why are they using that color tip? And then he like messages Eric, and he's like, why are they using that color tip? It's like, cost less. He's like, yeah, but we've got a line of cars because we can't get them through. Like, he had to, like, override Eric. And he also knew how to set that car wash better than Eric did. And he also didn't drive a giant truck, so he wasn't in the club. And I also still think it's creepy that Dennis and Renee had a baby. because Dustin had a little crush on her, but he's like, I'm too old for that. And Dennis is older than Dustin. Now they've procreated. I don't even know. I don't know much about Dennis's personal life. That, ooh, Renee, you spicy little devil. That's probably because he feels bad for effing this 20-year-old. I'm surprised she wasn't like, hey, whore. Knowing your mom. You know, Dennis stopped letting Renee work at the Millbrook location. And I don't know why. Because it seems like Renee said something to him that blew things way out of proportion, because, like, Dustin, like, came at her, like, once, and then immediately retracted it and was like, you know, this is kind of weird, and then that was it, and then he and I got together, and we had been together for a hot minute, and so he had no reason to feel threatened. Like, Dustin was just like, Renee's good at doing this. Can she please come here and help us? And Dennis was like, you know, you're not fucking up. I'm like, why do you have to be, Dustin's not that intimidating. Like, he's no walk in the park. It still messes with him to this day. Like, because he got, what they did was they made it to where he got less than 90%. And when he got less than 90%, it's like 89 point something percent. 3 times within a certain period, and that's why they fired him. The truth is, they just wanted to fire him because he just got married and they didn't want to pay for me and my 2 kids to go on his insurance. That makes the most sense to me, plus Eric already didn't like him. But he honestly probably could have done a really good job of, like, he thought in ways that were different than everybody else. It's what he and I both have strengths in, is being able to think a little differently about stuff and come to solutions that way. Were you there when the kid got his truck stuck in the wash because his wheels were too big? It was this one kid that was always a problem. He drove a big blue truck. Tiny little blonde teenage boy. Like, I was at the Walmart parking lot behind there, and he, like, I was turning, and he, like, was way back here, and he sped up just to yell at me for being in his way. And then, like, 2 days later, he got his truck stuck in the wash, and his tires got all messed up, and he was like, y'all are gonna pay for this. We told you it was too big, and you went anyway. So. Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? Ever since my bumper got messed up, I don't go through car washes anymore because I don't want it to get ripped off by a car wash. You'd think people, if their car's messed up, if they know that they got their antenna super glued on there, or you know, I think some of them come in there just to blame it on the car wash to try to get it paid for. But I couldn't do it. Like, I saw him climbing up on the roof of the vacuums one day. I'm just like, you make a good bit of money, but not enough for all that. You're way too dedicated. And they were talking about, like, he would be just staring at his phone the entire time that he wasn't there if the car wash was open. Like, he put his heart and soul into that place. And it makes me sad. Because he'd be a much happier person if he kept that job, and we'd be fine. I'd be an agent working from home right now, doing this lead magnet. Because I was only able to survive getting on here because he was working. Like, if it was just me, I wouldn't be able to survive at what they start you at. And work my way up like that again. They were paying him bank. Like, he was salaried, but at that same time, he's making bank working 60 hours a week. Yeah. It's because everyone else was coming in at like 7:50, 8, and stuff like that, and Dustin had to retain people, and it's very difficult to do that. Like, there was one kid that had was also working at Chick-fil-A. They're paying him $12 an hour to work at Chick-fil-A. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't miss time from Chick-fil-A to come work this rinky-dink shit, you know? And did you hear about what happened with Tommy? The old guy, Tommy? He was like, I don't know if I'm getting his name wrong or something, but Dustin said he was just this honorary older dude that did a good job but had an attitude problem. And he thinks that he got, like, hooked on meth or something because he was really just freaking out one day and then took off his shirt and threw it at Dustin. It's like, well, he quit today. Oh, the worst is Cortland. He's a piece of crap human being. And I'm willing to bet that's who manages the car wash now because I don't think EMTs will work it. Yeah. It's mine. You must not know that I'm best friends with the owner's son and spend the night over there and stuff. He tried to get Dustin in trouble for smoking a bowl on his own property because he asked to get a ride home from Dustin one night and Dustin stopped by the river property and wanted to see the river property and then tried to come back there and report that Dustin was smoking a bowl at his house after work. Like, he definitely wasn't smoking at work. He's too concerned about keeping his limbs, you know? I bet. And that got blamed on Dustin. And Dustin's like, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to keep the place running. So. I'll-